Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Johanna, you run the Refugee Immigrant Driver Education Program. I've been told it's the only one of its kind in Western New York, where volunteers have aided more than 100 participants from 30 different countries in obtaining driver's license. Johanna, how did the program come to be?
I know it started in 2008 with two people, Paul Kennedy, who has since died, and he was the head of the RIDE program then. And another woman, Audrey DeVita, I think was her last name. And somehow it happened. I'm not really sure exactly. What? I guess I saw the need and started with one person. Well, that one person works at Journey's End and has been a supporter of this program ever since.
How many drivers do you train regularly?
So it's all based on how much money we have. But this year, right now, we have 13 drivers taking professional driving lessons through Stevens Driving School. And we had our first class for learner permits yesterday, and I'm not sure exactly how many there were, but there were about 15. So, and we're hoping to have another class sometime in the year, depending on how many funds we have left. So I don't know if that completely answers it, but that makes about 30 so far this year that we are working with.
Do they come from all over the country? What have you met any of these people?
Oh, yes. So I happen to have the list. So a lot of them came from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Myanmar, Iraq. Three of the people who came are brand new. I think they've been here for a month. I don't know their story, but they're from Honduras. Someone from Turkey, someone from Afghanistan, so that they, of course, they all live in Western New York.
What's required of them to participate in the program?
So we just have a few things. Of course, they have to be refugees or immigrants, and we ask them to be 18 years old or older. So for the license, it's important for them to have enough English background, speaking background, and understanding background that they can understand the driving instructor and the person who's giving them the driving test. So they have to have at least a fairly good handle on their English. We also try because of funding, ask for the head of the household or the person in the household who needs to drive a car the most, because we can't afford to do a whole family, at least at this point.
Can you just walk us through the process? What they have to do, what do they do, and how long does it usually take?
They either call me or go through their agency, like Journey's End. Right now we're working with Journey's End and Jewish Family Services. And Belmont Housing, I believe. I'm not sure what that is, but and so they fill out an application, and then the pastor and I have a look at it, and we look, we look to see, especially look at their speaking, where they are in their English, and if they look like they'd be able to understand lessons, then we send them to the school, the driving school. Those who don't have a permit, so they would be applying to come to the classes, and they fill out the same application. and then we tell them when the classes are. We take them, we help them set up their appointment for their learner permit test. We go with them to their learner permit test and pay for their permit. And then those who are ready to take driver's licenses, driver lessons, we pay for those driver lessons, and they include the last, so there's 10 lessons that they receive. And the 10th lesson is the test. And so hopefully they receive their driver's license. And we haven't had this yet. They have in the past, but not since I've been the director. We'll have a gathering to kind of celebrate, some kind of gathering to celebrate their receiving the license. And we try to stay in contact with them. In some way.
Certainly that must be...
I think I didn't answer the question how long that takes. So the driver's license, the lessons seem to take a while because there's the driving schools have lots of people who want to take lessons. So it probably takes months. The learner permit classes, we think, are going to be about 4 to 6 classes, 4 to 6 classes. So that doesn't take quite as long.
Do you work exclusively with one driver's ed group, or is it spread out? Do you send them based on where they are location-wise?
The driving school takes care of that. They go to their homes and pick them up. So they're Western New York, they're Buffalo, Tonawanda area. So is that what you're asking?
I'm just asking, what driving school do you work? Do you work with one driving school?
We do.
What is the name of that driving school?
Stevens Driving School.
Stevens Driving School. Certainly, that must be very rewarding work. What is the reactions that you get when these immigrants ultimately pass their test? They must be certainly thankful, and that certainly must provide opportunities for them.
They are even the ones who came for the permit classes. Just they are so thankful and so excited to be able to work toward their goal of driving. So it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. Certainly, it's everything, or pretty much everything. Right now, they take buses, or probably walk to where they need to go, and so this allows them to take their children to a store or go to work. I know one of the students was on the waiting for a bus. I don't know, it had to be at least an hour. He had called me while he was waiting and asked me about the program. And an hour later, he was still there waiting for that bus. So it makes a great difference. And they're so thankful. The two of the men, the first man and another man, they help us with the program. They got the driver's license years ago and are a great help.
Are you preparing in any way for the projected increase of migrants coming to Erie County? Are you expecting an influx of calls or inquiries?
Well, I already have. I think because of people hearing that we were having the driver permit classes yesterday, I've just received a ton of phone calls in the last 2 weeks. I'm definitely expecting to hear more. I feel the need that we need to look for more grants too, so that we can have more money to offer more people this opportunity. And there's so many people in need. We, the pastor and I, went to Jewish Family Services recently, and they were telling us that they probably have 200 people who could use our program. And that's just one organization.
So you would certainly have fears that an influx of migrants could potentially overtax the program if you don't have the adequate funding.
Absolutely. And we would want to help everyone if we could. That that is a fear. We see that as probably going to happen, that we won't have enough funds for this year. But we continue, and I'm going to try to see, look into grants more and see if we can get anything more.
Is there a way people can help out with funding?
They are, we invite them to offer anything that they could. Is there a way? I guess through Augustana Lutheran Church, or they could call me.
Have people been giving?
Yes, we've had, so we have a grant from Lutheran Charities, that's the name of the organization, but we also have the congregation gives. We have a fundraiser for money, and then individuals have given us money from time to time.
So the best way would come into the church and donate that way, or give you a call?
I think those are the two best ways. They are a blessing to our community. They have so much to offer us. They are lovely people who help others, and it would be wonderful for us all to get to know our neighbors from across the world who have come to our area to live. They are in great need, and they are extremely thankful. Say that the writing program was the best thing that happened to her since she's been in Western New York for the last 4 years. So I think we need a lot to welcome them.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.